The old slogan, Alaska, North to the Future, was once considered wishful thinking, but now it's coming true. With the growing importance of the Arctic as a potential mineral transportation and maybe even fishery resource, the nation's only Arctic state is getting more attention in the foreign policy area. That was made clear in an Anchorage speech by a senior State Department official today. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Some Americans may still think of Alaska as isolated and off the map somewhere, but if you're the top U.S. diplomat working on ocean and polar affairs, it's where all the action is. Julie Gourley is the senior Arctic official in the State Department, and she gave a speech sponsored by the civic groups Commonwealth North and the Institute of the North as part of a week-long series. She mostly talked about the Arctic Council, an organization formed by all the nations that actually have territory in the Arctic. The Council is best known for its 2004 Arctic Climate Impact Assessment, which drew political fire in the U.S. for pointing to human activities as the main cause for a warming climate that was predicted to hit the Arctic harder and sooner than the rest of the world. The Bush administration did not put much emphasis on national involvement in the Arctic Council, but Gourley says that attitude has changed under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who was the first foreign minister from the U.S. to attend one of its meetings.
Secretary Clinton is very, very interested in the Arctic, and she was thrilled to be there. And it was a very powerful, high-level delegation, and I think we won't hear any complaints that the U.S. isn't serious about the Arctic anymore. At least I hope not.
This is Julia Gourley's fourth trip to Alaska, and there will be plenty more. She outlined a long list of initiatives either underway or being considered by the Council. The State Department is going to want to know what Arctic issues were important to the people of Alaska.
One place we're going to look for ideas and advice is the state of Alaska. We're going to be very interested in hearing what Alaska thinks as our piece of the Arctic would be important for us to emphasize.
This year's meeting of the Arctic Council yielded an agreement on coordinating search and rescue activities across the entire top of the globe. An international assessment of the cryosphere, snow, water, ice, and permafrost is underway, and an agreement on an Arctic observatory of ecosystem measurements that will be taken at agreed-upon points and times across the region. There's been a biodiversity study underway, and surprisingly, so far it shows little loss of biodiversity despite a melting Arctic. The Council also put scientists to work studying things that warm the climate other than carbon dioxide, like methane, ozone, and black carbon, in other words, soot and smoke. Black carbon is now being taken up in the United Nations as a potential international treaty subject, using the model of the Persistent Organic Pollutants Treaty that internationally limits the emissions of a number of toxic chemicals. They are hoping to bypass the kind of controversy efforts to curb carbon dioxide emissions have prompted. Maybe this is something people can agree on regardless of how they feel about greenhouse gases.
You know, I don't think anyone in the United States government wants to ignore that there are things we can do outside that the framework convention. So this was an opportunity to see if we can take some action that hopefully, if we all work together and domestically take action, will buy us some time in slowing down the melting of the cryosphere. And the science is still very much out there. It's not unified at all. There's a lot of scientific uncertainty with the impacts of black carbon in the Arctic. But this work was very important to bringing it into the public debate and to energizing the scientific community to look a little bit more closely at the impacts of black carbon.
Other areas of work ahead for the Arctic Council are looking at food and water security in the region, the need for ports, airstrips, and other transportation infrastructure, and maybe a treaty on mercury. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.